This is an ABC 10 News update.
And good evening. I'm Steve Atkinson in the ABC 10 News studio. A major crash killed more than a dozen people Tuesday morning in Imperial County. This all happened when that big rig and the SUV carrying those 25 people collided on State Route 115. 12 were killed instantly, including the driver. Another passenger later died at the hospital. CHP officers say the ages of those victims range from 20 to 55. The 69-year-old driver of that big rig survived but had moderate injuries and is being treated at the hospital. The investigation is now ongoing and officers are working to identify the victim's family members. In the North County, a crash on the I-5 left one Navy sailor dead and five others injured. From Sky 10, you could see that convoy of those five military trucks. The Navy said they were headed from Ventura County to Camp Pendleton to pick up gear. Just before 7 in the morning, one of those trucks for some reason slowed down. That caused a chain reaction crash. The sailor's name will be released once their family is notified. The Navy says the five injuries are minor. The Petco vaccination station will reopen Wednesday with limited operations. UC San Diego said it's scheduled 4,000 appointments for people needing their second dose. However, the organization says it's not certain about vaccine supply past Thursday. Petco only uses the Moderna vaccine and has seen temporary suspensions because of lack of vaccine supply. Could see some changes in our weather. Here's our weathercaster, Melissa Macia, with more.
And it's going to be cool and rainy tomorrow along the coast, just into the upper 50s. We do have a winter weather advisory for our communities in our mountain areas that are above 5,500 feet. And our inland valleys will be in the upper 50s for tomorrow. So very cold, quite a difference compared to what we saw yesterday. The mountains only in the 40s for the middle of the week, and not as much rain expected in our deserts. We'll just be in the 60s for Wednesday.